Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, BC. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Mendelssohn, Elgar, a little wedding music, and of course, some oboe music. To begin, I'm going to read you the words of a famous conductor that hopefully will inspire you. As I quote, he says, "I devour everything. There is so much I'd like to play, not because I am ambitious or getting away with fittering my time. I simply happen to love so many things and still have the desire to become acquainted with new pieces." Those were the words of conductor Svetislav Richter. And a great career. He did it from Bach to Schumann and Rachmaninoff, and he hit them all out of the park. But here he is now with some music by Debussy. concert. Absolutely amazing. That was Sviatoslav Richter in concert and some music by Debussy. We're going to move on to the works of Elgar. Now, he was actually at the height of his powers when his violin concerto was premiered back in November 10th, we're going back a long time, 1910, by its dedicatee, none other than the famous Kurt Freisler. The score, Spanish inscription from the novel by Gil Blas and Alain René, followed a mysterious five dots and may refer to actually Alice Stewart Wortley, to whom Elgar was strongly attracted to, even to the point of describing the concerto in a letter to her as quote-unquote our concerto. Well, we're lucky today it is ours as well, and to celebrate that, here is the Andante with James Ence and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales.
Thank you.
such powerful and yet very delicate music. That was James Ennis and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and Elgar's Andante from the Violin Concerto in B minor. Wow, made me cry. And it is time now to step it up a notch and go for oboe music time. Today, some music by Bach, and namely, his very celebrated concerto for oboe and violin. Now, although the manuscript to the original was lost, this work survives because Bach made an arrangement for it for two harpsichords back in 1736. So I can say oboists and violinists are very happy for that. Today we're going to hear a performance by two celebrated artists, Gideon Kremer and Heinz Holuger, and they are joined by none other than the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Thank you.
Thank you.
Music that makes me melt, and you couldn't ask for a better team. Gidon Kremer and oboist Heinz Holliger. I don't understand how we can hang on to that low note for so long in the middle movement. That was Bach's Double Concerto for oboe and violin, a lovely piece, and they were joined by the members of the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. And let's try a hand, why not, at a little madness and mayhem. They all come to play in the artistry à la Neff. Musical offerings entitled Music of Joan the Mad, the Queen of Spain. Now, she was not destined to take the throne, but the death of her brother and sister and disappearance, well, who knows what happened there, of her mother forced her to become queen at the age of 25. Her insanity, or lack thereof, has always been a subject of controversy, but the music and her passion for it remains an indisputable fact. From the disc of Joan the Mad, here is the ensemble of La Nef. La Nef and music from the CD Joan the Mad, music from the early 16th century Spain. Now, music has long been used as an element in film. And actually, the other day, I saw The Black Swan again with music by Tchaikovsky. And whom better to honor today than the late Leonard Bernstein? And there are a couple excerpts here from Swan Lake. And of course, he's joined with none other than the New York Philharmonic. Okay, I was a little misinformed there. That is actually music from The Nutcracker. The CD decided to change it on me. But in any case, it's all fantabulous music by Tchaikovsky and with Leonard Bernstein conducting. And these were all recorded back in 1969 at none other than Avery Fisher Hall. But you can get the whole set of The Nutcracker, Swan Lake, The Sleeping Beauty, and all. And maybe I'll play them on the next program. But we have time, I think, maybe for one more selection. And we're going to end with some music by Schubert. The Ave Maria with Barbara Hendricks and the Stockholm Chamber Orchestra. Thank you. music by Schubert, Ave Maria. That was Barbara Hendricks joined by the Stockholm Chamber Orchestra. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada, BC. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.